Murray Corrin is a teacher in the Coquitlam School District. He has been fighting for years to get the Ministry of Education to include positive and accurate images of gays and lesbians in the provincial curriculum. More than 6 years ago, he and his husband Peter filed a human rights complaint against the ministry. On Monday, the complaint finally made it to the Human Rights Tribunal. By the end of the day, government lawyers had succeeded in getting the case adjourned for another year on what the Corrins say is a technicality. I spoke yesterday with Murray Corrin, and I began by asking him why the case was adjourned.
Well, that's quite a complicated question, but I think just to boil it right down, when the Liberals came into power in this province, one of the first actions they took was to dismantle the BC Human Rights Commission. The commission had the purpose of accepting complaints from the public, of investigating those complaints. If the commission felt that it needed to take part in the complaint because it was a complaint of systemic discrimination, the commission could get involved. They also performed the function of educating the public about the BC Human Rights Code, and particularly schools and so on. When the Liberals came in, as I say, one of the first things they did was to dismantle the commission and hand over the responsibility to the BC Human Rights Tribunal. You see, once the commission had done an investigation, if they felt there was a case to answer and the complaint couldn't be settled on by mutual agreement on the party's part, the complaint got referred to the tribunal. What happens today is that if anyone has a complaint, they have to file their complaint with the tribunal. The tribunal will do the investigation and then decide whether it needs to go to a hearing.
And does that mean it's harder to make a complaint?
Oh, much harder. It's much harder. I mean, now the onus is on individuals. Before there was a complaint form, a one-sided page complaint form. Today it's over 15 double-sided pages, which is horrendous for anybody who has no idea of how to go about filling such a form out. Secondly, in the case of, and we believe in our particular complaint, there is systemic discrimination. And there is nobody available to take the side of a complainant to assist them in proving systemic discrimination. So it's a much more onerous process for people to access now.
And in terms of your complaint,
yes,
there has been a change in the argument from the government about what the scope of that complaint was?
Yeah, well, in the process of the commission being dismantled, we got caught in the middle. Our complaint got caught in the middle. We had an original complaint in there, which consisted of 6 pages. At some point, our then lawyer and the commission's investigator came up with an amendment to our original complaint, a 2-page amendment. Through some kind of, and we can only assume, a clerical error, the commission faxed only the 2-page amendment and not our full complaint to the tribunal. And that's what sits in the tribunal's file, not our full 8-page complaint, but just the 2 pages of the amended particulars. On July the 10th, 1999, the commission faxed us the full complaint, including the 2-page amendment, and they, at exactly the same time, faxed the ministry the full complaint, including the 2 amended pages. The ministry's lawyer then came to the tribunal on Monday and said, well, as far as we're concerned, the complaint only consists of this two-page amendment. We're absolutely outraged at what the ministry has done. Outraged. We've waited. I wrote to Moussa Houta, who was then the Minister of Education, back in August of 1996, 9 years ago, and said, what are you going to do about this issue? And here we are, 9 years later, and now we've got to wait another full year. Kids sitting in classrooms who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered, kids sitting in classrooms who have families who are gay or lesbian, have to sit there for yet another year because of ministry obstruction. That's not acceptable.
What did you want to see happen right away in terms of the curriculum? How did you want to see the curriculum changed?
Well, really, that's for the tribunal to decide. The tribunal has limited powers to force the ministry to do what may or may not be within its jurisdiction. What we want the tribunal to force the ministry to do is to go back and look at the curriculum and examine places where it would be appropriate to include information and issues around sexual orientation, gender identity, and same-sex families. What exists at the moment is extremely limited and is always in context of HIV/AIDS or harassment and bullying, two very negative things with which to connect sexual orientation, gender identity, and same-sex families.
And are teachers now at liberty to include this kind of material if they choose to do so?
That's a very interesting question, and it's a little bit complicated. The ministry produced, when it did its whole review of curriculum back in the 1990s, it produced a number of what we call integrated resource packages. Those are the curriculum documents, called Personal Planning for Kindergarten to Grade 7, Career and Personal Planning for Grades 8 to 12. There's a component in each of those curricula, which comes under the broad heading of health. That includes things like family life education, personal development, mental well-being, sex education, sexual abuse education, drug abuse education, and so on. It comes under that broad topic of health. Now, the ministry placed in those two documents a sensitive content provision, which only oversees the health section of those two documents. The sensitive content provision says that if a teacher in those areas under that health provision, if a teacher is going to be addressing any, quote, sensitive content, and the ministry has steadfastly reneged on its responsibility to define what sensitive content means, if a teacher is going to be addressing sensitive content, the teacher has the responsibility to give the parents written warning beforehand so that parents, if they so choose, can opt their children out of those classes, but they have a responsibility to demonstrate that at home they have met the particular learning outcomes that were being addressed during the classes when their children had been opted out. Now, under that health section, you're talking about things like family life, personal development, and so on. And under that comes things like sexual orientation and same-sex families. If the ministry refuses to accept or to define what sensitive content is, we maintain that to define one's identity and one's family as sensitive content is discriminatory. We're not talking about sex here. We're talking about who people are and what their families are. And it's unacceptable to regard somebody's sexual orientation, somebody's gender identity, or somebody's family as a sensitive issue. And so we want the tribunal to declare, or force the ministry to declare publicly, so that everybody involved in the education system is notified and knows that teachers and parents and students are not to regard one's sexual orientation, one's gender identity, or one's family as a sensitive issue.
And so then they could just treat it the same as anything else in the curriculum.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There is the argument that now, with a lot of positive gay and lesbian role models and with gay marriage being legal, that there isn't the same need for these issues to be dealt with specifically in the curriculum?
Oh, there certainly are. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there, for instance, now that we have same-sex marriage, and it was my husband and I who launched the case here in British Columbia against the federal government for the right to marry, now that same-sex marriage it has been legal in this province for over 2 years, and of course is we have every we very strongly believe that, you know, the bill is soon going to be passed by the Senate and signed into law. The education system is in no way prepared for that fact. There is nothing in curriculum dealing with the fact that now gay and lesbian couples are can be legally married, and there will be children sitting in those classrooms from those families, and they have every right to have their reality reflected back to them in the classroom and in the curriculum.
If the provincial curriculum is amended, will all schools be affected?
Only schools who receive public funding from the Ministry of Education, and that includes independent schools that receive public funding. If there's an independent school that does not apply for public funding, they can teach whatever they want. But, for instance, if an independent school receives funding from the Ministry of Education in order to operate, it must follow the mandated provincial curriculum.
And so what will you be doing about this issue between now and next summer?
Well, right now our lawyer, we're meeting with our lawyer in about half an hour because the tribunal member at the end of the hearing on Monday has given us until this coming Monday to present our case as to why our original, full original complaint needs to be heard. And I don't think that we have much to worry about in that regard, because I think we can clearly prove that our original complaint did not get faxed or sent to the tribunal in its entirety. I think it's quite clear. Secondly, we then have the responsibility to reply to the ministry's lawyer's scope application. That means to define what the complaint is. And once our original complaint is accepted, it's quite clear then what the complaint is. So we have to submit that by Monday, and then we will get a response from the tribunal member in September, October. But, of course, by that time, I'm back at school. My husband worked overtime throughout this past year in order to accumulate enough time for us to attend this four-week tribunal this year. And within a day, it gets adjourned.
Well, good luck with your case. We'll be following it this summer. And thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I spoke yesterday with Murray Corrin. He is an elementary teacher in the Coquitlam School District.